pointed over across the roads. I said, look at the leaves coming out on those trees. I said, ain't that beautiful? That's the greenest leaves I ever saw. I'll tell you, I honestly did. And I looked up into the sky, Brother Jonathan, and it was just beautiful blue. There was just a puffy, big white puffy cloud here and there. I said, Mom and Dad, look. I said, look how beautiful the sky is. And I went in there and ran in there and got that big family Bible Mommy read to me out of. I opened it up to Genesis 1:1. I began to read, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what prayer will do. That's what prayer will do. It'll change your outlook. It'll change you. It'll transform you. It'll change your very makeup. It'll change your future. It'll give you hope. Raise your little hand and just praise Him here this morning. Thank God. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Prayer works. Hallelujah. My Aunt Gay told me several times, she's got 5 kids, 4 girls and a boy. My uncle, Grayson, Kentucky is where they live. My mom's sister, she's sweet as she can be, ain't she, baby? My uncle had his boat hooked to his truck, and he went down to the gas station, and he was there pumping gas in the boat. A wicked man, a drunk. As he was pumping gas into that boat, he had a massive heart attack. His heart literally busted inside of his chest. And when he hit the ground, the witnesses said his face began to turn black. I don't know how that happens. Brother Jason could tell you how the blood coagulates or whatever. So there was a veil just come up in his face. His face just turned black as he laid there and his heart busted. My aunt had 5 kids to raise. And she said, Tommy, I didn't have a job or nothing. I did not know what I was going to do. How am I going to feed them? How am I going to clothe them? How am I going to raise them up? And they were little at that time. She said, I went to bed one night. She said, I was so worried and concerned. My babies. She said, all of a sudden in a dream, she said, I was in a big, huge house. And said it was full of doors and rooms everywhere. She said, I couldn't find my way through. She said, I wanted to get through the house and find my way out of this big, huge house that I was in. She said, I would go this way. And she said, that would open up like an archway. It was a big doorway there. So I go into another room. And I go from there and I go into another room. She said, I could never find my way out of that big house. What am I going to do? In the dream, I was just saying, what am I going to do now, God? What am I going to do now? She said, finally, at the end of the dream, she said, I came to a doorway. And she said, it was a beautiful doorway, a big arch like this. And she said, the big letters of her said prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R. And she said she woke up and she began to pray, said, Lord, I trust in you to make a way. And the Lord opened up doors and she got jobs. She sold secondhand goods and a little this, a little that, had a little distributed business. And she raised 5 wonderful children because she learned how to trust God and pray. Prayer works.
Yes.
Prayer works.
Yes, it does.
Oh, God. She's still living. I talked to her on the phone just a couple weeks ago. Listen to Oral Roberts' testimony. I didn't know how this service would go this morning. This is how Oral Roberts learned to pray. Evangelist Oral Roberts said that his mother's advice is the best that he's ever heard on the subject of prayer. How many knows he had a big healing ministry at one time? I knew a man that had went to his tent services, and they said when you stepped underneath the flaps of that tent, you could feel an anointing of healing power that it made your legs weak. And people were healed. The deaf could hear. The dumb could speak. Eyes were open. The blind could see. Listen, he said, my mommy taught me about prayer. He said, I was born in a log cabin in 1918. He said, when I reached the age of 15, I left home to try my life alone. Try it myself. against the advice of my parents, I joined a ball team to play ball at school. All was fine for the first 7 months, but one night in the second game of a basketball tournament, I took the flu, and my health broke, and I had to go home sick, a sick boy. For 60 days, death hovered near, and had it not been for the love of a merciful Savior, I could not have lived through that suffering. I called for my classmates, and I gave them all my textbooks, and I told them bye. But my parents were praying for me. Even whole churches were praying for me that I'd be healed. My mother told me, quote, "Oral, you must give your life to God. Only God can help you now, and you must pray." End of quote. Oral said, "I told my mom, I don't know how to pray." He said, she looked at me and said, "Oral, you don't have to know how to pray. Just talk to God from the depths of your heart. Tell him what you feel down inside of you." Hallelujah, that's what it takes to pray. Talk to God as you would a person. He said, "At last I opened my heart and I prayed with all the earnestness of my soul." And he said, "God reached down and he saved me." How many knows God will hear the earnest, desperate cry of somebody praying? Oh, what God will do, what he'll save us from when we're sincere and call on him. Yeah. Listen now, listen. He said, "My strength returned, Brother Anthony. And with it came the call of God to preach, to minister." He said, "But I began to associate with a number of unsaved boys and girls, and I lost my experience. In 1934, my parents moved to Stratford, and I started school there. But at the end of the sixth week, I had a nervous breakdown and had to quit." Oh, conviction. He said, "I stayed in the bed for 5 months. 5 months, I was an invalid. Those were the loneliest days for every one of us in my family." Oral said, "But on the 7th of February, during a family prayer, I called on God in my distress and my suffering, and God heard my earnest cry, and he saved me again. The call came the second time to go preach, and he said, immediately I began to amend. God gave Oral Roberts a mighty healing and deliverance ministry that spanned the whole U.S. from coast to coast. Thousands were touched and healed, and their lives were put back together because God had a call on him. His mother and father knew how to pray, and they passed it down to their son." Listen now, we've got multiplied thousands of testimonies of people who have seen miracles and experienced God's hand of providence. And how that he's moved for them when they were down to nothing. Yes. And he brought them through.
Yes.
Thank God our Lord still hears his children's cries to answer.
Yes.
I love this story here, and I don't mean to bore you. How many's ever heard of George Mueller?
Yes.
Missionary George Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you some testimonies this morning. I gave you one about me being lost and how God can reach a sinner. Because my mommy knew how to pray, get a hold of God.
Yeah.
And Daddy said, "Son, many nights I laid up there, his upstairs, his bed. He said, I would lay up there and pull back the curtain. He said, I'd watch for your headlights coming around that curve up the road. I couldn't sleep till you got home." That's love. "I had no peace until I heard you coming in the front door." George Mueller was born into a German tax collector's family. He was often in trouble. I love this. He learned early how to steal, curse, gamble, and drink. As a teenager, he learned how to stay in expensive hotels. Then he would sneak out without paying the bill. But he was caught and he was jailed. Prison did him little good. Upon release, he continued his crime spree until on Saturday night in 1825, he met Jesus Christ. Mueller wasn't concerned about spiritual matters. He knew nothing about the saving power of the gospel. He was invited to attend a church meeting that was being held in a private house and conducted by devoted Christians. "Mueller, won't you come?" He said, "I went." Mueller realized they had something that he did not possess. He longed for rest and peace to his troubled spirit. Mueller said, "I had no Bible." He said, "I knew nothing about the saving power of Christ's blood." Completely ignorant and knew nothing about the saving power of Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what. He said, "I kept attending the house meetings. I learned about Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. How that he died to bear our sins so we could be saved." Mueller believed and called on God, was totally saved and transformed. The Word of God became his joy and his delight. He came to prize the Bible alone as the whole standard of living right and living for God. Mueller said, "I shut myself in my room and I gave myself to prayer and read and studying God's Word and meditating over the Scriptures. And I found that I received strength for my soul in doing so. Prayer and the Word of God put a faith deep down inside of my heart," hallelujah, "that God would provide."
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. How many's got that full assurance this morning God's going to take care? Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Can he save?
Yes.
Will he heal?
Yes. God's going to take care
of it. He's going to take care of it. Listen, I'm getting right into the best part. I read this and my heart thrilled. Oh, the power of the gospel, the power of prayer and faith, and what God will do for those that trust in him and believe. God gave Mueller a burden for homeless children running wild and ragged through the streets in Bristol, England.
Yeah.
He attended public meetings and presented them, the officials, with his plan to open up an orphanage. Several contributions came in, and he opened his first orphanage on April 11, 1836. Listen, 26 children were immediately taken in. A second house was opened, then a third house was opened, then a fourth house for the children was opened, and five orphanage homes were opened to house and feed the poor children. From the very beginning, Mueller refused to ask God for funds or even speak of the financial needs to feed and clothe those kids. He said, "I believed in praying earnestly and trusting the Lord to provide." He said, "The Lord did provide, sometimes right down at the last moment." He said, "God would come through and provide." The times were hard, but Mueller knew what God had put in his heart and gave him to do. This is a part of me. Listen. If God calls, God will keep. Woo! I said, if God calls, God will keep.
Yes.
Whom God saves, God will feed. Raise your hand and praise him.
Yes.
If you've got a call in your life, if you've got God in your life, he'll provide. He'll feed. He'll take care of you. He'll be your healer. Thank you, Lord. Woo! He'll take care of his own. One morning, Mueller said, when the plates and the bowls and the cups were set on the tables, there was no food and no milk for them. He brought and called for all the children, Brother Jason, and had all the children to come in into that big room and sit down at their tables.
Yeah.
There they sat waiting for breakfast with nothing to eat and nothing to drink. Mueller said, "I lifted my voice and I began to pray and thank God for the daily bread." He said, suddenly a knock came on the door. It was the baker. "Mr. Mueller, I couldn't sleep last night. Somehow I felt that you didn't have any bread for breakfast. So I got up at 2 a.m. this morning and I baked some fresh bread." How many knows that God still knows how to speak? Hallelujah. He commanded the ravens to feed Elijah by the brook. They brought him flesh and bread in the morning. They brought him flesh and bread in the evening. Meals on wings. Can you praise him here this morning? Whom God calls, he'll take care of, Brother Earl. Hallelujah to God. Those that he saves, he'll feed them.
Amen. Amen.
Can you imagine that? I mean, that would take faith, wouldn't it?
Faith.
The sea Mueller reached way down. He looked where God brought him from.
Yes.
He looked at that horrible place and how God washed him in the blood and gave him a call to feed the little children. God going to let him down now? No. He said, all them children are looking at their empty cups and plates. And he said, I lifted both hands and I began to pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, have mercy, Brother Jason. That's a faith. That's a faith. Yes. Hallelujah. That's a prayer that God loves to answer. While they were loading their plates with food, a second knock came on the big door, and the milkman had broken down right in front of the orphanage, and he wanted to give the children all of his milk so he could empty his wagon and repair it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Miracle after miracle took place in Mueller's work. The kids were taken care of and never ever went hungry. During the course of his 93 years, Mueller housed more than 10,000 orphans, prayed in millions of dollars, and traveled to scores of countries preaching the Christ that he served. And it's been recorded through his ministry that there were over 50,000 answers to prayer. Give him a wave offering. Give him a wave offering. Praise God. What are you up against this morning? What is it that's troubling you? Can God save? Will he hear hallelujah prayer? Yes, he will. Will he feed us? Will he clothe us? Yes, he will. Thank God. How many loves him this morning?
Yes.
I'm going to finish right in here. Thank you, Lord. I want to finish this. Prayer is the soul's blood. Listen, it's your lifeline that keeps you connected to heaven. Prayer builds confidence, for the more that you pray, the more confidence that you'll get. Oh, yeah. The more you pray, the more that you'll want to pray. And there is strength and there is power in prayer.
Yes.
Prayer will keep you going. The earnest, heartfelt prayer will sustain you. It will hold you when everything has fallen apart. Come on now. I said prayer will keep you and sustain you when everything looks like it's a breaking down. When others give up and when they lose hope, prayer will keep you going. It'll keep you trusting. It'll keep you enduring. It'll give you hope. It'll help you to believe. Raise your little hand and praise him. It'll keep you going in the hard times. Ah, for you are no stranger to the power of prayer. Listen, I'm talking to some people here this morning. You ain't no stranger to the power of prayer. You know that God hears. You have seen in your own life how God has sent answers. You've watched God move. He's touched you. He's touched your family. He's touched others that you watched it and you saw it. It's brought loved ones up on the deathbed. Prayer has restored them to their families. Prayer still pulls down the strongholds. It's even pulled you out of the jaws of death. Prayer has opened up doors for you. It's made ways that you could not see. It has put to flight the armies of the enemy. It has brought conviction and pulled souls out of the flames of hell. Prayer still converts the heart. It'll change your course. It'll change your outlook. When you pray, you will stay and nothing will move you away. You won't fall away. You won't go down, but you'll go up. Praise him. Praise him this morning, church. The power of prayer.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now. Woo! Now or in prayer.
Prayer is the keys that unlocks your morning. It should be. Prayer is your key in the morning, and it is the bolt that latches your door at night to keep you safe. Charles Finney said, prayer will bathe the soul in the atmosphere of God's divine presence. Daniel would rather spend a night with the lions in a pit than to skip one day in prayer. Oh God. It was David the psalmist. If they want to come to the piano this morning, I'm going to end right here. I've got a whole bunch more, but I don't want to take this too far. It was David the psalmist that had a heart for God that said, listen, Psalms 55 and 16, would you stand with me this morning, those that's able? David in Psalm says, as for me, I don't know about you all, David's just saying, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me. Prayer will keep you fighting the good fight of faith. When you don't have answers, God does. Would you trust him? Come, let's find a place to pray as they get a song here. Is any among you afflicted? Suffering any kind of trouble or evil or hardship? Is any sick? Pray. Let's pray. Some of you here this morning, you're hurting somewhere down deep inside your heart, your soul. You've got questions. You do. You see family members and you're troubled. You see the world situation around you. You see the fear and the panic. What we need is to take it to God and pray. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. God still answers.
Hasn't been a bed of roses since I started on my way. I'm trying hard to serve you from the depths of worthiness of my home. It's not a prayer just from the lips. It goes much deeper than the words. It's not a worthless expression. I just need to be heard. Lord, I need to reach your throne. Know exactly what I'll do. I'm gonna fall down on my knees.
Yes, Lord.
I know
yes, Lord.
You will hear my pleas.
Hallelujah.
From the depths of my heart.
Can you say that this moment? Sing the chorus with us.